You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the parish church, and we hear really a beautiful and very important gospel from the sixth chapter of Luke. Just some little verses, 31 to 36, but these are very important verses for our salvation. Really strongly, strongly encourage everyone to go home and to read these verses and to reflect upon them. Sometimes when we are reading the scripture, it's a little bit difficult to understand what is being said or how it is that it applies to us. That is not the case in today's gospel. This gospel explains to us exactly what it is that we are to do. And the key verse is the 36th. Be ye also merciful, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. We can't really stress enough how important this is for us. As Orthodox Christians, we fast just about half the year. We struggle in prayer. We sometimes deprive ourselves of other things as we are striving to move towards God. But all of our prayer and fasting and everything else is totally in vain if we are not merciful, loving, and emulating our Lord Jesus Christ. You can fast till you kill yourself. If you don't have love, it's a waste, and even bad for you. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes we get caught up in the external parts of our faith. That's a structure, which is important. I'm not saying you don't fast now. Not so you can be merciful. No. We try to be merciful, and then we fast, and we struggle even more to be merciful. The structure that the church gives us of the divine services and the scripture and the other traditions of the church, especially the ascetic traditions of the church, these are given to us to help us in our struggle to acquire the virtues. But if we forget that, if we forget that the whole point is to acquire the virtues, to be like Christ, to love, to serve, to show mercy, to be kind, then we're just wasting our time. It's no different than a pagan fasting. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel is short, but it's so important. There is a way that the Holy Church explains to us what happens after we pass from this life. We don't know every detail, but at least to one of the saints it was revealed that it's kind of like a series of stops. We stop at one place, we answer for a certain aspect of our life. We stop at the next place, we answer for a certain aspect of our life, and so on and so forth. Everything from fruit to nuts. Everything from heresy to laziness and everything in between. But the last stop is mercifulness. You can have a pure Orthodox Christian faith. You can have kept all of the fasts. You can have done every single thing right and not pass that last stop if you don't have mercy. That's not a mistake. That's not like the Father saying, well, oh, we forgot that one. We should have put it earlier. Let's just put it last. No. That last answer that we give about how did we live on this earth is all about mercy. Were we merciful to others? So, brothers and sisters, this gospel is short, but it's really important. So the message that you are hearing today is not the one that you may have filtered, Father Gregory said we don't have to fast until we are good. That's not what I said. What I said is you're wasting your time if you're not making an effort to acquire the virtues. The structure of the church is given to us so that we may more easily acquire the virtues. So we have a structure in which to struggle to attain the virtues. But the struggle itself is only a tool. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us another remarkably beautiful thing. And for this, we have to thank Him. But we also need to be attentive to what we are being told in the Holy Gospel today. Not because I said it, but because Jesus Christ Himself said it. Be ye merciful, all as your Father in heaven also is merciful. It's not a suggestion. Perhaps you could be merciful if you had the time and you didn't have anything else to do. No, be ye merciful. So brothers and sisters, be merciful. Go out and be merciful. Go out and love. Go out and be kind. Go out and emulate Jesus Christ. And if you do that, then you are being transformed. And when you are being transformed, you are being saved. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly why the Lord gave us life. So that we could be saved. So that we could share the heavenly kingdom with Him. But it's not a birthright. It's an opportunity. Now it's up to us to take that opportunity and to work as hard as we possibly can to attain it. By attaining the virtues and by making every struggle to be merciful, loving, and kind. That's the foundation. And we go from there. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.